So that's the first thing they're going for. Any vehicle that they can pull the fin, they can dismantle what's factory installed, that's what they're doing. They know it, they study it.
Over 1 million cars in the US were stolen last year. But the big question is whether or not there is a solution to this epidemic. Today, I'm speaking with Melissa High, Vice President of LoJack, a stolen vehicle recovery system for drivers, car dealers, and law enforcement. Well, before we get into the show, this episode is brought to you by Stream Companies. Stream Companies is the type of agency partner that easily becomes an extension of your team, fully engaged in the growth of your business. Their impressive team of auto industry and marketing experts dive in to understand your business needs, study the data, and provide full media strategies that leverage every channel that is right for your specific business and its goals. Stream is fully integrated, full service, and just celebrated 28 years of consecutive growth, a feat that is only possible through collaborative partnerships and exceptional customer service. From building your brand to leveraging their patented ad tech, Stream is driven to capture the attention of your shoppers and convert them into buyers. They work with some of the biggest and best dealerships in the country and serve all OEMs. To learn more, head to streamcompanies.com today, where you can book a free advertising audit. Their team will dive deep into your online presence and digital advertising to uncover all your immediate opportunities for growth. This episode is also brought to you by Auto Hauler Exchange. Auto Hauler Exchange is changing how vehicle shippers and carriers can connect and work together. Now, if you need to ship a car, you can work with carriers all over the country directly. And if you transport cars, you don't have to look through brokerage boards to find good, fair jobs anymore. By eliminating the middleman, all shipments on Auto Hauler Exchange come directly from the owner of the vehicle being shipped, with carriers receiving real shipment opportunities at direct pricing. Auto Hauler Exchange helps shippers and carriers work together easily and clearly, adding transparency and making better partnerships. Get off the auto hauling roller coaster by getting on the Auto Hauler Exchange. To learn more, visit autohaulerexchange.com or click the link in the show notes below. Lastly, this episode is also brought to you by LoJack. I'd like to thank LoJack for coming on as a guest and also supporting this podcast. Melissa High on the CDG podcast. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you for having us. I'm super excited to be here. And it's a great opportunity for us. So thank you again for having me.
Pumped to have you on. I need some representation on what's going on with all these vehicle thefts in our country. So excited dig into this conversation.
Yes, it's an all-time high right now.
You know, I read somewhere that a vehicle is stolen in the US every 30 seconds. Is that legit?
Yes. And, you know, people don't realize that it's, you know, years ago, even back when I was a kid, my father's, I come from a family of law enforcement, right? So when I was young and teenager, you know, you would hear the stories of teenagers stealing vehicles to drive a Trans Am, joyride a vehicle and then put it somewhere in a parking lot. Now, vehicle crime is not only at an all-time high, but these vehicles being stolen are used to commit other crimes. It's created for a very dangerous situation for not only the community and residents, but also law enforcement. So it's just really been, as it increases, it's also at a whole other level of what these stolen vehicles are being used for and how quick they're being sold and shipped out of the country. So it's really become a very big situation worldwide, but especially here in the US. I mean, last year, what was it? Over 1 million vehicles were stolen, according to NICB, which is the National Insurance Crimes Bureau, which, I mean, if you think about that, that's increased, you know, 12,000 plus units over the prior year. But it's also, you know, it's carjackings are an all-time high. Fraud is at an all-time high. So it's very, very complex. And there's not enough resources, right? Law enforcement is very under-resourced. They don't have the manpower to be going after the volume of vehicles. So they love to partner with, you know, what we offer at LoJack, because we're very integrated with them, to be able to aid them in effective and higher chances of recovery.
So let's break down these numbers a little bit more, because then I want to get into where we're headed as an industry, root causes, also brands most susceptible. I have my own personal experience. I've actually spoken about this on prior episodes about my experience with most stolen vehicles, most stolen parts, most stolen cats, you know, catalytic converters. That's a fun one. But are we talking about, what are we seeing in terms of thefts from dealer lots versus consumer? Because I have to imagine there's a pretty significant difference
there. Oh, yes. Yes. So dealer lots. So, you know, let's think about first COVID, right? COVID impacted the industry greatly. We were all, I mean, the world, right? We were all shut down. Basically, everything had to be no touch, no contact, a lot of remote. So which caused dealers to, they're not at the store. They don't have their staff at the stores. So dealers started seeing an uptick in vehicles being stolen off their lots just because it's susceptible, right? There's not as much movement. There's not as much activity going on. So then, you know, it's just incrementally increased. And what we're seeing is vehicles are being stolen off dealers' lots, not even just one at a time. We see six, seven, or they're breaking into the showroom and stealing 60 key fobs and then go returning to the lots, you know, days prior after that to steal these vehicles. And it's just an ongoing battle. And what's interesting is it's not in certain markets. It's now become across the whole nation. It's across the whole country. It's not only the inner cities. It's not only certain markets. It's everywhere. Yes, where there's higher volume of vehicles on dealers' lots, it may be easier where there's more, you know, dealers are land-like locked up in the Northeast, where there's remote lots all over the place. So it's a little bit harder to have good lot management or effective asset protection. You know, that's where we come into play to aid in that. But it's happening on a nightly basis, on a daily basis. I mean, and it's not, we've seen it. We've seen instances where salespeople were on test drives and they were held up at gunpoint and had to get out of a vehicle, and they were stole the vehicle on a test, you know, quote unquote, claiming to be a test drive, right? It was a false test drive. It was someone actually looking to steal the vehicle, but it's happening on a daily basis.
So look, I know that asset protection, I mean, look, key machines, LoJack, right? Like tracking vehicles, that's been around for decades, but asset protection in general, do you see that as a booming industry within auto? Right. Like, yes. If I'm putting my entrepreneurial hat on and I think about opportunities where the industry, like dealers are struggling, or even consumers, of course, but do you see that as just a booming industry?
Yes, absolutely. Especially now. So what dealers really need to, what we help, you know, solve for is it's good key management as well. Right. So there's a lot of things that dealers have to do today and make sure they have good process in place. And it's key management, accountability. There should never be keys anywhere exposed, left unattended. Everything should be not only managed and locked up at all times, but have a good process to the way keys are being signed out and signed back in, and good management to that, as well as vehicle inventory being locked at all times, right? Making sure that there, whether it's during the day, whether it's at the end of the night, that all their vehicles are locked at all times. And then also anything you can do to protect your lot. So block lanes, fences to make sure, and ideally only one way in and one way out is best. It's not always possible for every dealer, but the more that they can make it difficult to steal, right? And then have good lot management process, which is where we LoJack come into play, where you have, you know, a second layer of protection or an added layer of protection installed on all of your vehicles, it gives you the ability to have line of sight of where your inventory is at, but also know when it's not in the right place, right? You have to be able to quickly identify where a unit is to know, hey, this is not in the right place. Why? Why is this vehicle over there? Or why is this vehicle off lot after hours? To be able to take action and get that vehicle back, get that asset back. So yes, asset protection and anything that a dealer can leverage to protect their assets and if it's stolen, be able to recover it is extremely beneficial for dealers today. When you think about the finance side of it, you know, every stolen vehicle that's unrecovered, right, it leads to either a direct hit on their financial statement or it, you know, eventually the more claims you have, if you're putting it through your GNL, or your garage and liability insurance, the more claims you have, the higher your premiums are. And that's where you start running into that risk where you now it's costing you even more money to file that claim. So this is why dealers want their inventory back. They want to make sure they have good process in place to make it as difficult as possible to be hit. And then if it's stolen, how are you getting it back?
You've been in the industry for quite a while. I mean, today you are the VP in charge of all of LoJack. And again, you've been working with dealers for a long time. Just give us a brief overview of how you got to this point in your career and like sort of where you started, how you got to today, where you're spearheading just, you know, asset protection for dealers?
Sure. So actually I started about 16 years ago, almost 17 years ago now, where I had the opportunity to work in more of the TPA or like an administrator of all the products. So service contracts, ancillary products sold by dealers to customers, reinsurance programs. And what I learned very quickly when that opportunity came to me was, hold up, I need to really understand the car business, right? I need to work in the car business to be successful in that side of the industry, actually partnering with dealers and helping with income development. So fortunate for me, I had some general managers that I knew that were in the business, family, friends, that took me under their wing, and I started working in retail. Drastic change. I came out of the hospitality industry, leading the charge at Marriott as a director of services, crossed over into automotive retail, worked in sales, worked in F&I, and then went back over onto the reinsurance side of the business and service and helped develop, you know, effective and profitable reinsurance companies and help drive penetrations of products and profit center and F&I, right, for dealers nationally. And then explored the opportunity, with Spirion, who in 2019, I joined as a dealer sales and success manager. And that was our product, legacy to Kahoo was known as, legacy to LoJack was known as Kahoo. And so when I started in this connected car, asset protection, GPS, I learned, what are dealers looking for? How does this benefit a dealer? And really was a student of this type of product, right? So I'd come out of the retail space, understood the value of, reinsurance products, core products being offered. But how does, what's now LoJack, at that time it was Kahoo, how does that help dealers? How do dealers leverage and get the most out of it and what it offers, even beyond the asset protection? And then my role grew over the last, a few years. So then we were acquired by Solera, and now I'm the vice president of all LoJack sales and service.
So what are you focusing on nowadays, right? What's occupying your brain space when you think about challenges in our industry, how you can, solve that, bring solutions? What are you doing?
So it's really continuing to stay in the know. We work, when you think about, we partner with dealers, we partner with law enforcement, right? We are heavily integrated with law enforcement and the only company out there that has this type of integration where something we've more recently developed, which I'll share here as well, is the LoJack for law enforcement, right? We developed an app, and that's part of what we focus on is what do we need to continue to do to improve? How do we continue to solve for pain points that the dealers are experiencing? Because again, effective lot management, it encompasses a lot, right? Risk and asset protection is one piece of it. But how do you effectively leverage LoJack to aid in your day-to-day business, to improve operational efficiency, to have a profit center, to be able to sell this solution and transfer those benefits over to customers buying from each of our dealer partners? To then, how do you leverage retention? Because we also drive, customer retention back to the selling dealer. So it's a very comprehensive solution. We have a team of LoJack liaisons that are all former retired, they're all retired law enforcement. They're a part of our LoJack team. And they, with some of our product folks, myself, some of my team members, canvassed the US and took feedback not only from our dealers, but also law enforcement. How can we help you? Because if we help you, they're serving the victims. And the victims are our dealers, right? When it's a dealer inventory vehicle being stolen, and then their customers who are buying LoJack. So how do we help improve what the process was, a year ago to what it is today? And that's where we spend a lot of our time is not only, supporting our dealers with process and making sure they're getting the most out of what we offer in LoJack, but also how do we continue to expand and develop to make sure we're staying cutting edge in providing that level of protection and peace of mind.
This episode is brought to you by my very own Car Dealership Guy industry job board. CDGJobs.com, my industry job board connecting the best talent in automotive with the best companies, will remain absolutely free for CDG listeners to post and fill available roles at their companies. This free job board is for anyone in automotive, vendors, dealers, lenders, manufacturers, auto tech, everyone. Already, over 100 companies have posted open positions, including Lithia Motors, Recurrent, Credit Acceptance, Viros Credit, Cars Commerce, Shift Digital, Plug, Fullpath, Westlake, Trade Pending. You get the point. The best part is that when these companies hire through cdgjobs.com, they are hiring the most informed candidates in the marketplace. So don't hesitate. You can add your open roles today by visiting cdgjobs.com or clicking the link in the show notes below. That's cdgjobs.com. So what brands, right? You mentioned dealer pain points. I want to get into that. But before that, like, what brands are you seeing today as the most susceptible to theft?
Yeah. So National Insurance Crime Bureau, again, is a very valuable resource for us. Very, very valuable partner in getting good data and making sure we're staying, you know, close to the insights. But pickup trucks are number one. Chevy, Dodge, Ford. That's been on the rise over the past year.
Wait, why is that? Why is that?
So, you know, I don't have a good, clear answer onto why it is, but it's happening, and they're buying these vehicles and they're shipping them out. So it's the value of these vehicles. You know, as fast as vehicles are being stolen, oftentimes they're being stolen to either commit other crimes or they're being stolen to ship out of the country. And it's a big business. And whether they're going to the ports and being shipped out or they're going up through Canada and being shipped out, that's what we're finding is they are a big uptick, I should say, in those vehicles being stolen.
Let me ask you a question. Are there any brands that you're finding are impossible to steal? And I know impossible is a big word.
Yes, yes. So there's nothing impossible to steal. Is everybody trying to take a stance to make it more difficult? Yes, including the factory, right? Everyone's looking for ways to make it more difficult. Well, whether it's, again, making it more difficult to get it out of the lot, whether it's looking at ways to have any kind of technology installed in the vehicle, as well as like adding a second layer of protection where if they steal it, right? Because it's nearly impossible to say it'll be something that will prevent theft, but it's what is installed that can help recover and recover quickly.
And, you know, to go off on a bit of a tangent for a second, I do talk a lot about insurance. I just posted the other day that vehicle insurance is up, roughly premiums up 25% year over year in March. And so my question to you is, like, what do you know about the impact that rising theft of vehicles is having on vehicle insurance? Like, how big of a piece is that and a driver of what we're seeing happening across the country? Because I hear it every day from dealers. I mean, dealers are losing tons of business because insurance premiums are just out of touch. And, you know, people are paying crazy prices to insure their vehicles. The premiums are rising. It's become a huge issue. But, like, how much of that is driven by vehicle theft?
A high percentage, right? So when you look at the last stat was over 20%. Was reported by NICB that premiums are rising. And what's happening is vehicle prices are on the rise, right? So it doesn't cost the same to purchase a vehicle today. Interest rates have been on the rise. So when you take all of this into consideration for a customer to buy a new vehicle, right, whether it's pre-owned or new, there's a chance that their insurance premium is also going to be higher because the insurance companies are absorbing for the higher risk out there because vehicle theft is at an all-time high. So if your vehicle is deemed a total loss because it wasn't recovered, right now that's an insurance claim where the insurance company is paying out on the value of that vehicle. So there's a direct impact, right? There's a direct impact to what insurance companies are paying out on losses if the vehicle was not recovered and it was deemed a total loss, because that's what would happen. Essentially, if it's not recovered and the customer files a claim, or a dealer files it against their garage and liability premium, it's increasing their rates. And the more claims you have, the more your rates are going to be. But then there's also a standard increase. You see it all the time from, you know, stats out there saying that there's an increase in premium. Florida, for example, you know, Florida is seen has one of the highest insurance rates right now for auto insurance.
And what's been driving that?
A lot of that is, you know, the vehicle theft. It's, you know, yes, there's going to be driver, you know, everyone's insurance goes by their driving record, goes by the amount of claims they have or have had in the past. But vehicle theft is definitely impacting increased premiums.
So you mentioned earlier, you mentioned just pain points for dealers. Like, what are the biggest pain points? How are you solving them today? What does that look like?
So sure. So when you think about, again, effective lot management, right? So what are we doing to help that? So it's really working with the store to help create a process to make sure they're getting the most out of the solution in LoJack, right? So with LoJack, if a dealer is preloading all of their inventory, they have line of sight to where their vehicles are 100% of the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We can also create alerts that will allow the dealer or any of the points of contacts designated by the dealer principal or the GM leading the charge at the store to say, okay, if this vehicle leaves the lot after hours, I should get this alert. So that they could take action, grouping vehicles, making sure they know where their loaners are, what loaners are assigned out, what should be on the lot, parts and shuttle land. So just on all levels, having line of sight of your vehicles, trip history on your vehicles, and be having the ability to know where your vehicles are at 100% of the time is key.
What are the economics of all this, right? Like, what are dealers selling this for in store? What are customers, or what are dealers paying for? What are customers buying it for? What does that look like?
So sure. So we have different plans. Some dealers, you know, start with a lot management plan, which could be, you know, as low as $69, $79 a device or a unit. But then, you know, there's upsell. There's a second step for the airtime when you're selling it through to the customer. So, and then there's plans that have more of that consumer airtime included on the upfront purchase. And that can be, you know, anywhere under $150 a unit, a car. What a dealer typically does is the parts department will inventory that part in, no different than any other part, right? So now there's your parts matrix, and then there's your service installation. So whatever they decide to add, whether it be 3/10, 4/10 in your PDI or UCI department in service, right? So then that comes over to the sales department on the ROs, and then, you know, cost outside vehicle, and then they're selling it. They have the ability, you know, they're leveraging it for operational efficiency, getting all of the benefits as a dealer with the asset protection, but then they're selling a customer a product that's tangible, right? Something that's going to be highly utilized from the moment they walk out of the dealership. There's features and benefits within that app that allow them to engage. It's not only stolen vehicle.
And are customers rolling this into their loans as a product?
Yes, they are. So what we'll see, it's typically an add-on, whether it be a hard add on the front of, you know, with the vehicle purchase, or they're selling it in the finance office, and basically they'll roll it into their loan. So the average, you know, the average retail cost you can expect to be depending on the term, right? So a lot depends on the term that they're enrolling in, but the average, you know, anywhere from $1,099 or $1,199. And it, again, it fluctuates based on time and what plan they decide to enroll in.
So if you right now came to my dealership, right, and you told me about this, and I didn't know anything about it, right? I think like a dealer. The first thing I would tell you is, Melissa, how are you competing with AirTag? Simple question. So how do you respond to that?
So great question.
I love the smile. I love the smile. Listen, so, I gotta give it to you like a dealer. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So here's the difference, right? With LoJack being installed, yes, one would think throw an AirTag in it, I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to be able to see location. Here's the difference. With a product like LoJack installed on your inventory, you are getting the benefits of keeping your customer engaged with your store. The average consumer is in their app 8 to 12 times per month. So when you align that, you know, what product is out there today that's being offered, that is tangible, the moment they leave, they have a ways to utilize that, whether it be they set their own geofences, they use it for the speed alerts, for safety, for their loved ones. You know, they get open recall notices in the app. We're getting open recall notices to the customers before the letters even go out and the dealers, our dealers have a chance to reach out to that customer, right? And everything we do is going back to you as a selling dealer. All the call to actions, click to call to schedule, everything is going back to the selling dealer. And that's why we say we complement the manufacturer. We're not in competition with the manufacturer. We're not in competition with AirTag. We are in, when you look at everything we offer, it's not only the peace of mind for what we're faced with today, but also there's a robust amount of benefits to the dealer and to the customer buying LoJack.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to sum this up in a sentence, right, you've sort of built a customer retention tool by way of solving vehicle theft. It's pretty interesting.
And we do. And, you know, when you think about it, automatic service reminders, and, you know, we all know in automotive, whether it's we're short turnover, high turnover, you know, where everyone's experiencing, you know, short staff, whether they're short staffed, whether it's the industry, the times that we're in, whether it be rates up, inventory shortages, I mean, you name it. The most fascinating thing about the automotive industry is the resilience and the ability to adjust and still deliver, right? Still deliver, still sell cars, still create a buying experience for customers. And that's where we pride ourselves in making sure that we're staying ahead of the curve and really driving that back to the dealer, helping the dealer solve the pain points from the buying experience all the way through to retention. So what we like to say is we help dealers make money, save money, and retain their customers after the sale.
So I want to get now to the important stuff. Any interesting vehicle theft and recovery stories? What we got?
Oh my goodness. So, and you know, it's crazy that it's like we live and breathe this, right? So we always talk about this as a team too, with my whole team, like, it's a stop, drop, and roll. If a dealer calls, if a customer from one of our dealers, it is a stop, drop, and roll. Because again, speed and efficiency leads to the highest probability of recovery. So a more recent story, this just happened actually yesterday. So we have a team at the conference, the IATI conference, which is, you know, auto theft conference in North Chapter, which is being held in Grand Rapids right now. So one of our LoJack liaisons is there. Some of our dealers are there. And one of my directors that's on my team is over there. And as their chief of police is getting ready to start his keynote session, we have a Mercedes-Benz that was stolen off of one of our dealers' lots that happened to be in attendance at the conference. And through our new LoJack law enforcement app, we were quickly able to identify the vehicle, get the report, you know, police report opened, drop it into the law enforcement app. And within an hour, the vehicle was recovered. So they were able to get Illinois State Police on it and then local authorities on it. And what's awesome is, you know, again, this is another point, is the thieves dismantled the OEM technology. It was ripped out. They knew exactly where to go to rip out the factory, you know, install technology, telematics, but they were able to get the location through the LoJack law enforcement app with LoJack and recovered within an hour.
I've had my fair share of vehicle theft and recovery. Unfortunately, many of the recoveries didn't come back in one piece. And I'm sure many, many dealers can resonate with that, but there's definitely Not every vehicle makes it back. So it's always interesting when you do get that vehicle back. Is it back and it's decently drivable? Or do you get something that, I mean, some of these vehicles you get back, I mean, my Lord, right? Like, you know, depending on where you're at, you get some vehicles back that are, you know,
oh yeah, already shot. Yeah, stripped down. Yeah.
You wonder, like, what do they do to this car? I mean, like, how did this get into this type of shape? So
yeah, no, but to your point, exactly. And that's why how quick, like the process being quick, prevents that too. Because the longer, you know, when they steal these vehicles, what we see is they're going to a resting area, like they're being parked somewhere for a period of time to see before they start trying to dismantle, or, you know, they're moving from location to location to get it to a place where they could, whether it be a chop shop, whether it be and in storage units, wherever, we've seen it all, to then start shipping the vehicle or do a VIN plate change. And you'd be surprised how quick they're doing VIN plate changes as well. I mean, it's crazy what we see today. But that's why the quicker this stuff is reported and we, you know, work with law enforcement to recover, the probability of that vehicle coming back in one piece with minimal damage is improved. It's greatly increased. I mean, we see, you know, we've had recoveries, and this is, some of our recoveries have led us to 15, 16, 20 other vehicles that are parked here, right? That maybe weren't equipped with a technology or a second layer of protection, that LoJack's recovery led them down to many other vehicles being recovered. We see that all the time as well, which is, you know, and that's typically where you're going to see these rings, these stepped rings that are heavily involved. And, you know, they're shipping these cars again, right out of the country they're going. I mean, we had one out of a dealer out of Chantilly, Virginia area, four cars stolen, one after the other, after the other, after the other.
I want to ask you, so I want to change gears before we wrap up, because I want to talk about the macro. I'd have to also imagine that you're pretty close to the car manufacturers and knowing where we're trending as an industry when it comes to vehicle security and just mitigating theft, right? So what are the trends on the horizon that you see from the manufacturer level with respect to vehicle security?
So I, with the manufacturer, right, their apps and their connected car technology that's installed, they're obviously always looking at ways to continue to improve. Here's what I'll say, and this is where a lot of the factory installed technology is really to drive customer experience, right? Making sure that customer experience and it's feature rich in that regard. Except is a whole other level. So yes, they're looking at ways to provide and improve their technology. And we're also looking at ways to continue to partner with OEMs, right? Because that's what we pride ourselves in doing. And that was one of the reasons that, you know, we, Solera, LoJack by Solera, made this investment to develop LoJack for law enforcement, is because it's on our roadmap too, to partner with the manufacturers strategically to allow that telematics data to flow into our LoJack for law enforcement app. And that's a big focus for us as we continue down this calendar year in really helping them and working as a partnership to them to help build that out as well. And I think, you know, every car manufacturer out there is continuously looking at ways to improve. Again, it's that these sept rings and the criminals that are out doing this, that's the first thing they're going after. So if they're ripping it out, it then becomes cumbersome, right? It's not at fault to the factory. It's that this is what we're up against. This is the battle that we have today. So it's, what do we do and how do we all create together through the partnerships and development, create ways and strategies to continue to battle this, which will then, again, stop not only vehicle crime, but other crimes that we're seeing that are being committed.
So prediction, as we wrap up here, next 5 years, vehicle theft down or up, given all the attention that it's getting now?
Down. That's the goal. Down, right? Again, I think, you know, with the focus there and everyone's strategy, and I believe that we will see that. But it's not going to be something where people then will be able to make light of it, right? I think it's, no matter what, there's going to be some degree of vehicle theft. I don't think we'll ever see it be at zero. But I think having this situation being an all-time high, we will see that, you know, reduce.
I love it. Melissa, hi on the CDG podcast. Melissa, thanks so much for coming on. This was super interesting.
No, thank you so much for having us. It's an amazing experience and it's an honor to be here. Thank you, Yossi.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Please give the podcast a rating, consider subscribing to the show, and check the show notes for links to what we talked about. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you guys next time.